Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us on this Tuesday, just a few days before Christmas, I guess, a little bit more than a week. And so glad to have you here. I tell you what, if you have missed any of this wonderful series on the love of God that we're doing, please log on to the website at derekprince.org and you'll hear all of those teachings and get a lot of other material as well. You know, we want these sessions that we have together, these programs, to be very practical for you. We don't want to just entertain. We don't want you to just listen and say, oh, gee, that was nice. We want to have you experience the healing power of God, the transforming love of God. The great thing about the Word of God is that it's practical. You believe it, you act on it, it activates in your life. And that's what we want to see happen to you. And even though we're using radio, even though we may not know each other personally, the reality is that the Holy Spirit is right there with you, able to activate the truths of God as Derek is teaching them to us. And today, that's particularly going to be the case. I'm going to be praying with you here before the end of our time together today. And there are some extremely practical truths that I believe can bring healing to your life that Derek is about to explore. So let's listen as Derek talks to us about the love of God.
Today, I'm going to take another passage from the same prophet Hosea to present to you the healing power of the love of God. It's just one beautiful verse in the last chapter of Hosea, Hosea chapter 14, verse 4, where God is speaking about Israel's backsliding and unfaithfulness, and nevertheless he declares that ultimately he will heal them. And this is what he says in Hosea 14, 4. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. Notice, as I've said many times, and I'll probably be saying it again in the further course of these talks on the love of God, it's a free love. I will love them freely, God says. It cannot be earned. There's no way we can deserve it. We either receive it freely or we don't receive it at all. And God says, out of that free, undeserved love will come healing for all Israel's waywardness, for all their backsliding, and for all the problems that it has brought upon them. I want you to see that God's love is the ultimate solution for our problems, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, individual, national. There's only one ultimate solution. It's the love of God. God's love in its healing power covers every area of our personality. There is no area of the human personality that cannot be touched and changed and healed by the love of God. But I want to speak especially of the healing power of God's love for one of the deepest, perhaps the deepest, of all human wounds, the wound of rejection. The wound of feeling unwanted, unloved, uncared for, unappreciated, of losing the perspective of your own value. And I want to take two passages, both from the Old Testament, to deal with the healing power of God's love in two of the primary areas where we experience rejection. The first, the rejection of a wife from her husband. The second, the rejection of a child from his parents. Let's look first of all in Isaiah 54, verses 4 through 8, the picture of the rejected wife and God's promise to her. Isaiah 54, verses 4 through 8. Do not be afraid, you will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace, you will not be humiliated. There are three things that torment us: shame, disgrace, humiliation. Almost any woman that's been through a divorce knows something of the meaning of those words: shame, disgrace, humiliation. God goes on, you will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband, The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. In a surge of anger I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. There are many applications that applies to God's people Israel. It applies also to the Church of Jesus Christ, but it also applies individually in the life of each one of us who's come into that place of need where we've felt despised, rejected, we've been humiliated. Somebody has let us down, a husband, or it might be a wife. Some personal relationship we've built so much upon has crumbled and failed us, and we're left, as it were, sitting in the ruins, sitting in the dust, humiliated, embarrassed, disgraced. God says, I will heal that situation. I'll come into that situation, and I will be to you whatever that human person failed you in. If it's a woman, I'll be your husband. If it's a man, I'll be your strength. I'll encourage you. I'll lift you up. That's the power of God's love. But it's free. Bear in mind it's free. You can't earn it. But out of the valley of Achor, of trouble, God will open to you the door of hope. Don't despair. Don't give up. Bear in mind that in the love of God, there is a solution. And there is healing for you, for each one of us. I want to touch also briefly on the healing part of God's love for the one who's experienced rejection from his parents, maybe from both father and mother, or only from one parent. I believe personally this is probably the commonest single problem or agony of our contemporary culture, is the child who's never known real love and acceptance from his parents, and primarily from his father, for I believe that God created children to feel the need of a father's love, that through that feeling they might go beyond a human father and find a heavenly father.
You know, in just a few moments, Derek has explored two of the issues that debilitate more lives than almost anything else. In the over 20 years that I was pastoring, I saw rejection of a wife by her husband, and of course the other way around, and rejection of a child by his parents to be among the most debilitating experiences, and yet there's healing to be had, and we'll be exploring that as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
As 2006 draws to a close, all of us at Derek Prince Ministries want to remind you of two things. First, we want to express once more how much we have appreciated your friendship and partnership over this past year. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Second, we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that there are only a few weeks remaining in this tax year. It's about this time each year we hear from a lot of friends of Derek Prince Ministries as they make special year-end gifts. They tell us they'd rather see the resources God has given them go into His kingdom rather than into the coffers of the IRS. Put another way, they'd rather render a little less to Caesar and a little more to God. Of course, the real beneficiaries are those touched and changed by God's truth because of your generosity. Take a few moments today to send your special year-end gift. Simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. As you give, please know that through your connection to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, you are a part of something truly amazing. Also know that you have our gratitude. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us online at derekprince.org. Thanks again, and may 2007 be a year of great blessing and fruitfulness for you.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. If you're just joining us on this Tuesday, we're listening to a marvelous series of teachings by Derek on the love of God. And again, if you've missed any of them, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. Now, today's series, today's teaching, and these themes are so practical, and I believe the Holy Spirit is so eager to empower them in your life that I just want to get right to it. Let's listen as Derek talks to us about the love of God.
There is no question that one of the deepest hurts that many people face today is the hurt of feeling unwanted, unappreciated, unloved by those who naturally would be the first and the most loving, our parents. And in Psalm 27, verses 9 and 10, David himself, the psalmist, faces this problem and shows us the solution. Psalm 27, verses 9 and 10. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God my Savior. Notice that word, reject. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. See, even if father and mother are not to us what we could reasonably expect they might be, even if they forsake us, even if they abandon us. And I've dealt with many people who in childhood were actually abandoned by their parents. Nevertheless, we can turn to the Lord and say, do not reject me. Lord, don't treat me as my parents treated me. You can take the place of father and mother, just as you can take the place of husband to the rejected woman. So it's in this free, unmerited love of God that comes in through the valley of trouble, the valley of Achor, opens up a door of hope that we can find healing for every wound, especially the wounds of rejection. If you've been struggling with this problem, maybe today you say to yourself, well, I'm really there in the valley of Achor. Turn to the Lord and let him open to you the door of hope and reveal that love which alone can heal the deepest of all your wounds. I want to turn to the first epistle of John, chapter 4, verse 19, where John makes a very simple but profound statement. Like so many of the statements contained in that first epistle of John, they are simple but tremendously profound. In fact, their truth is in a sense unfathomable. We never can really get to the depths of it all. This is what John says in 1 John 4:19. We love because he, that is God, first loved us. We love because God first loved us. That means experientially that it takes God's love to release our love. Until we have experienced the love of God, we cannot release that same kind of love in our lives. I believe this has been proved true in psychological tests and sociological studies. A child cannot really express love until it has received love. The purpose of God in divine and social order is that every child born into the world shall experience the warm, outgoing love of its parents and through that love of the parent, begin to be able to express love in return. Unfortunately, there are many, many parents in the world today who either really don't love their children or don't know how to express that love. And the result is that multitudes of people grow up unable to express or to release love because they've never experienced it. Now, that's true merely in the natural order, in the family, in the relationship between parents and children. But it is equally and even more true in the relationship between God and the believer. Until we have experienced God's love for ourselves, we cannot love others. We love because he first loves us. You see, in that fourth chapter of his first epistle, John is speaking throughout of a kind of love that comes only from God. Earlier in my talks, I explained that the special New Testament word for this kind of love is agape, agape love. In 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8, John explains this. He says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." Notice that it takes a decision. In any case, let us love one another. John is speaking about a decision. It's not entirely a matter of emotion, but it's a matter of decision. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. It comes from God, but it takes our decision to release it. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
You know, it's amazing to me how many spiritual truths are connected to the whole idea of sowing and receiving. The Bible teaches this time after time after time, that what we plant, we receive. And here it is, as Derek's been teaching us, even in the love of God, that as we love others, we receive the love that we need. An important principle. There's so much more to come as Derek completes the teaching today, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins? The ticket to heaven? As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Listen, wherever you are, I want to urge you to get someplace quiet and listen to the next few moments of this show, because there's powerful ministry for your life coming in just the next few moments. Let's listen as Derek talks to us about the love of God.
Notice that statement. Everyone who loves with this kind of agape love has been born of God and knows God. How can we be so sure about that? Because there's no other source of this agape love. Anybody who manifests it has already experienced it. We love because he first loved us. And then John says the negative side of the truth. Whoever does not love in this way does not know God, because God is love. This kind of love, as John says, can only come from God, and it comes through rebirth. The Apostle Peter likewise treats of this in his first epistle, chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. Notice the result of obeying the truth, not just hearing the truth, but obeying the truth of God's word, is a sincere love for others. And Peter says, not just love one another, but love one another deeply. Again, the implication is it depends partly on our decision to do it. And then he explains why we're able to do this. In verse 23, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God." So when the seed of God takes root in our heart and brings forth a new birth, out of that seed and in that new birth comes the love of God, because the seed of God's word contains the very nature of God, and the nature of God is love. So out of being born again, there comes this supernatural kind of love, this agape love, which can only come from God, but it comes from God into our hearts and lives through rebirth from the imperishable seed of the Word of God. This kind of supernatural love, this agape love that comes from the seed of God's word through new birth, must be further nurtured and enforced by the Spirit of God. As in everything in redemption, it's the Spirit and the Word of God working together. For instance, in Colossians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, Paul speaks about this, and he says to the Colossian Christians, You learned it, that's you learned the love of God, from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, who also told us of your love in the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit. So the love that these Colossian Christians had begun to manifest as a result of hearing and receiving the Word of God was a love in the Spirit. The Word and the Spirit working together in them produced this supernatural love. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, Paul uses even stronger language. Romans 5:5, Paul says, "Hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." Again, first of all, that's the seed of the Word nurtured by the Spirit that produces the new birth. Then upon this new creation, God, through the Holy Spirit, pours out his love in our hearts. Notice it's not any other kind of love, it's God's love, and it's poured out. In other words, there's no restriction, there's no restraint. As much as we will yield to, we can have. God pours out his love in its fullness, in its entirety, in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
You know, as I said at the start of our show today, the truths of God, the Word of God, is practical. I believe that until we receive the love of God, until we are opening our souls to that completed work of the love of God, rejection never fully leaves our lives. And boy, does that produce a horrible harvest later in our days. And so I want to pray with those of you who are listening now who really suffer from those horrible experiences of rejection and want to experience a fresh application and infilling of the love of God. Pray with me now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for those whom you have caused to listen specifically on this date who have experienced horrible rejection in their lives. It could have been parents, it could have been coaches, could have been spouses, could have been siblings. But Father, in some way, they have been pushed away, rejected, painfully stung by the rejection of other people from whom they were looking for love and acceptance. Father, I'm going to pray now in the name of Jesus that you will move into that very area of their soul and heal. And I want to ask that as they pray in agreement with me, that you will fill their souls with the love of God, the healing love of God, the love they were made for, the love their souls long for, the love that they are incomplete without. Fill us, Lord, as your word promises that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh with the love of God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you've just prayed that prayer with me, we've got something we want you to have that will help you understand what's happening to you, help you understand the gift that Jesus is in your life, and help you walk in the fullness of that love of God. It's a little booklet from the pen of Derek Prince called Complete Salvation. It's a wonderful treatment of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, which is really what we're talking about. You can get that by calling us at 1-800-448-3261, or you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. Really, please do get this. We're so eager to see these truths applied to your life. This is a free gift. Just call us at 1-800-448-3261 or log on to the website at derekprince.org. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Complete Salvation. It's our gift to you, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you call, please consider a special end-of-year gift to Derek Prince Ministries of $25 or more. Your gift will further the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio, and you'll receive the tax benefit for this year. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can send your financial support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.